So here we go, guys. It is another edition of Coffee Talk. Coffee Talk in Augusta. Coffee Talk Augusta. We are right here in the studios in West Augusta. I'm your non-paid host, Lee Casey. Sure hope you are doing great and really, really happy that you have tuned in to our little podcast about really about nothing, lighthearted stuff. And we'll get this thing going here. What in the world is going on?
Let me see your identification.
You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He can go about his business.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Move along. Move along.
So Coffee Talk Augusta, here it is on a Taco Tuesday. We're going to look for a high today of about 75 degrees here in Augusta, Georgia, 73 yesterday. And out in Falcon Lake, Texas, they had a high of 93 degrees yesterday. And the low, 23 below in Peter Sinks, Utah. Now, I kept looking at the National Weather Service records here, and kept seeing this Peter Sinks, Utah. I said, golly, this place is always cold. So I looked it up. Well, it's actually a natural sinkhole. It's about a square mile wide area. It's an isolated valley there in Utah. Nobody lives there, so I guess it's just a spot there in the country. But I said, well, if nobody lives there, and it's got the pretty much a lowest recorded temperatures all the time, what is the coldest town in the United States? Well, it's not the continental United States, but Fairbanks, Alaska is the coldest city, I guess, consistently in the United States. So I had to look that up, you know what they say about curiosity. Well, Coffee Talk Augusta kicked it off with two of the K-Cups this morning. Had the Folgers Morning Cafe. We kicked that off, and then I got a caffeine rush here. I made one of those caffeine energy pods that I bought there. So actually really, really good. So what's going on? It's March, almost over. March Madness is full swing down to the Sweet 16. Some controversy right now in the basketball tournaments. We are down to the Sweet 16, March Madness, but the women won't equal representation as they should. Some controversy now about the women's NCAA playoffs. They're not allowed to use the slogan March Madness. NCAA, I think, came out and said they were offered that, then they come back and retracted that statement, I guess. So it's a little controversy there, but you know, it's March Madness. I really never did think about it just being for the men. I always just thought, you know, it's March Madness basketball playoffs. So, but deservedly so, the women need equal footing there. So March Madness, and hats off to the Gamecocks, Dawn Staley's team up there in the playoffs too. We are in the Sweet 16, so I hope your team is in there too. I think Michigan's number one ranked right now. Gonzaga's in there too, but March Madness right here as we get into April and the Masters tournament. Getting your house ready for Masters, your yard ready. The city will do their annual pick-me-up, I guess, of trash and stuff like that. Who knows? But getting a new restaurant on Washington Road, not really new. It's Wendy's. Wendy's had that location back there years ago, close to Bobby Jones and Washington Road, so you really couldn't ever get into it unless you were just in the one lane and keep going down the lane toward Martinez. But brand new Wendy's is going to be built right there in front of Westtown Shopping Center next to the McDonald's. So fast food wars there on Washington Road. So if you were wondering what that building was there on Washington Road right by McDonald's, it's going to be a brand new Wendy's. So Dave and company there. Bringing the biggies. So, speaking of food, well, not really food, but Coffee Talk. Interested, scurrying about the internet there on the web, came across Yelp's top 10 coffee shops in Augusta. So, and I guess they are rated like the restaurants. So here's the top 10 for coffee shops according to Yelp in Augusta. Coming in number one, Eubora Coffee down on Jones Street. Then we got Buno Cafe Artista Roasted Coffee, Central Avenue. Bodega Ultima on Highland Avenue. And we got Inner Bean Cafe on Davis Road. So I've been there a couple times. Enjoy the brew there and the fare, the food there at the Inner Bean Cafe. And one, two, three, four, five. Number five, New Moon Cafe down on Broad Street. Six is the Higher Grounds Cafe, Washington Road. The Foundries, number seven on Green Street. Inner Bean Cafe, Beacon Station, coming in at number eight, according to Yelp, on the top 10 coffee shops. And number nine, Cafe Scopo on Wheeler Road. I believe that's inside a church, if I'm not mistaken. And rounding out the top 10 there, according to Yelp, top 10 coffee shops in Augusta, Bel Air Donuts. I've been there, too. So good job, too. Out on Jimmy Dice Parkway right there. So everybody pretty much has pets, I believe. You know, if you don't have a pet, that's fine. It's a personal preference. But if you have a dog, I'm a dog person. You know, I like cats too, but I've got dogs, two rescues, Luke and Jack. And let's see, 2012 is when they were born. So what is dog year? 7 years for every human year, something like that. Is that what it is? I believe that's what it is, 7 years. So they're almost as old as me, or they retired last year, and now they're going to be older than me next year, this year, because it's summertime, I believe, when they're born. But rescues. So Luke and Jack. So I always wonder what's going on in those little heads of theirs. I mean, they're always thinking about food. I mean, I know that. And, you know, when it's time to go outside, I just got to say the magic P word, and they'll go outside. But there is a medium, I guess that's what you would say, a lady who says she's an animal communicator, So let's take a look at this.
This is so nuts. I mean, listen to what you're saying. It's paranoid delusion. It's really sad. It's pathetic.
So here we are. So I ran across this this story here about this lady. Says she can tell what your dog or pet what are they thinking. And you know, you've seen this, and you know, over the years growing up, and you know, mediums and stuff like that, and psychics and stuff like that, and the psychic hotlines on TV and this type thing. Well, the lady's name's Terry O'Hara, and she talks with animals, and evidently she knows what she's doing. I don't know, but she can do this, and I've looked this up. I even looked up her website too. She can do this over the telephone. So I looked it up. It says, and her website is animalwise.com. So I looked it up, and it says, I'll just read it off to you. It says, Animal Communication Sessions. It says, Terry's Animal Communication Sessions complement your loving care along with veterinary care to ensure an excellent quality of life for the animals you love. And yada yada, she can make a compassionate, intuitive connection. She can access the response of your dog, cat, horse, or whatever. I think she even had a sloth in there she was talking to. The communication is received through feelings or emotions, physical sensations, images, symbolism, and words. Terry conveys your animal's responses to you and explains the deeper meanings. So she can use the animal communication sessions to have an interactive conversation with the animal friends. Now, the benefits, according to the website here, working with Terry, she's the animal communicator, clarification of your animal's feelings, which I'm sure Luke and Jack are, is more food, the opportunity to ask questions and get direct answers, enhanced learning and training, information to provide veterinarians. So if Luke has a tummy ache, he can tell Terry, and Terry can tell me, and we can tell the vet. Assistance with wellness care, I guess the same lines there. A deeper relationship with your companions. Comfort during difficult times. Now, these sessions are available, this is all off our website, animalwise.com, are available by telephone and conducted in a conversational manner. Your animals do not have to be near the phone because Terry is tuning in with their spiritual self, not talking into their ears. So, to get ready for this, you have to look at her, you know, frequently asked questions page, but basically writing questions you wish to explore with your animals through Terry's assistance. And you don't have to do this ahead of time, it says. Just have them on hand during your appointment. You make sure you're in a distraction-free setting where you can be calm and focused, and you know, can't be multitasking. And this facilitates the communication with the animals because you serve as the conduit for the connections. And, you know, if you want to do this, it's got her phone number on there. If you don't have long distance, you can call an 800 number or you can email her office, info@animalwise.com. Now, I guess, you know, I've never seen a real psychiatrist or a medium or anything like that. But for if you're a new person, want to do this, new client, an hour. And you can, she can talk to 3 to 5 animals. So if you got a bunch of dogs or whatever, $140. You know, if you just only, you know, got 2 animals like Luke and Jack, and we just got a half an hour, so $110 for a half an hour. But, you know, after a while, you can, if you're an established client, 1 hour, $115, and a half hour, $90. Then you can get on down to 15 minutes for one animal for $60. She is in Eugene, Oregon, so if you go there, you can go in person for $200. Oh, on-site visits. I guess she would come to your house. Let's see here. Oh, I guess she'll come to your house for $200. And then, if you're in Eugene, Oregon, I believe. If you're outside, $275. I don't know. I don't know. Here's one testimonial somebody put on here. Quote, I called Terry while we were on vacation because Chloe, she's a kitty cat, refused to come in at night, which meant our cat sitter couldn't lock the cat door, leaving all 4 cats at risk. He lived in our guest house, and she hadn't warmed up to him yet. I told her, through Terry, that I left my closet door open for her. If she would just come inside, she could hide in there. That night at 1 a.m., the cat sitter heard meowing at his door, and there was Chloe, who led him to the door of the house, hurried past him, and went into the closet to sleep. She came in every night after that. So there's a testimonial there. So I had to look this up. So Terry, the animal communicator from Eugene, Oregon. And there it is if you want to know what your dog is thinking or your cat.
Look, this isn't a Romulan labor camp. I don't have to answer your questions. And I don't give a damn what you think.
So here it is, our favorite segment here. You've probably been waiting on this, I know. It's the What Is It Day, or National What Is It Day. It is National Puppy Day. So guess what? If you want to talk to your puppy, go talk to Terry there at Animal Wise, and she can talk to your puppy, and you can find out what they want. It's also Melba Toast Day. There is something on the salad bars these days, if there's salad bars around where you go that you don't see too much of. Melba Toast. Those little crackers. I love Melba Toast. What else is going on? Diabetes Association Alert Day. So, manage that sugar. Maintain your good health. It is Chip and Dip Day. So, go out your Dean's Chip Dip. Get you some Ruffles. Do some dipping. Coming up on Wednesday, cheesesteak, National Cheesesteak Day. So everybody likes a good national cheesesteak, or a cheesesteak, or a Philly, as I would call them. The 28th, looking forward to Black Forest Cake Day. Black Forest Cake Day. Yeah, buddy. And then here's one for you. March 30th, going to round out almost the end of March. I Am in Control Day. I am in control day. So there it is. So Coffee Talk Augusta, glad you tuned in and everything. Just sure hope you're doing great and having a great day. And one story I'll share here again, a quick one. You know, we're always getting up in the morning drinking coffee. You know, 99.9% of the time is how I start the day. And read an article, some kind of financier guy. He just passed away recently. I think he lived into his 80s. But one funny thing here, and I'll leave you with this. His breakfast of the day was a cup of coffee and two Oreo cookies. So breakfast of the day, cup of coffee, two Oreo cookies. And speaking of Oreos, they have different flavors out. You know that. I just ran across this one, and evidently it's a hit here in the household. Java chip flavored cream. Coffee flavored cream Oreo. And my goodness, it is very tasty. So I'm actually going to probably go buy us another bag because we have just about killed it. But Java chip flavored cream Oreo. Pretty darn good. Well, there you are. Coffee Talk Augusta. Sure hope you're doing great, like I said. And we will see you again on the flip side. Have a great day.
What did you think of that?
Well, I won't argue that it was a no-holds-barred, adrenaline-fueled thrill ride, but there's no way you could perpetrate that amount of carnage and mayhem and not incur a considerable amount of paperwork.